Guns? He asked Jokubim. Are there guns here? Jokubim shook his head, but given the young man's irritating look of density, it was hard to tell if this meant no guns in the kitchen or I don't ken you. All right, I'm gone, he said. And if you don't go yourself while you've got a chance, Jokubim, you're an even bigger fool than you look. Which would be saying a lot. There are video games out there, kid. Think about it. Jokubim continued giving Jake the duh look, however, and Jake gave up. He was about to speak to Oi when someone spoke to him through the door. Hey, kid. Rough, confidential, knowing. The voice of a man who could hit you for five or sleep with your girlfriend any time you liked, Jake thought. Your friend the Fada's dead. In fact, the Fada's dinner. You come out now with no more nonsense. Maybe you can avoid being dessert. Turn it sideways and stick it up your ass, Jake called. This got through even Jokubim's wall of stupidity. He looked shocked. Last chance, said the rough and knowing voice. Come on out. Come on in, Jake countered. I've got plenty of plates. Indeed, he felt a lunatic urge to rush forward, bang through the door, and take the battle to the low men and women in the restaurant dining room on the other side. Nor was the idea all that crazy, as Roland himself would have known. It was the last thing they'd expect. And there was at least an even chance that he could panic them with half a dozen quickly thrown plates and start a rout. The problem was the monsters that had been feeding behind the tapestry, the vampires. They'd not panic, and Jake knew it. He had an idea that if the grandfathers had been able to come into the kitchen, or perhaps it was just lack of interest that kept them in the dining room, that and the last scraps of the pair's corpse, he would be dead already. Jokubim as well, quite likely. He dropped to one knee, murmured, Oi, find Susanna, and reinforced the command with a quick mental picture.